You are listening to the Word of Deliverance Church podcast. For more information or to make a donation, please visit us at wodchurch.com.
Pastor Shirley already told you there is no peace without the Prince of Peace. Amen. In our lives, the Prince of Peace in our lives.
Hallelujah. Peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Yep.
Hallelujah. I asked that all the children stay up today because I wanted to do the Christmas story together with everybody as a family. I promise not to, I'm going to try not to keep you long. I won't promise. I try not to keep you long. I just want to share the Luke 2 Christmas story with you. It's a part of our tradition in our home and our family, and we're going to do that together as a family here today at the church. But I mean, I just want to tell you, this is an exciting time.
Amen.
This is the time that we're declaring peace on earth, goodwill to men. And the reason we're declaring that is because that's what the heavens declare.
Yes.
Amen? That message hasn't changed. I don't see anything in the Gospels, anything in the book, where God came back and said, oops, changed my mind.
Yeah.
How many know when God came to bring, and the angels came and appeared to the shepherds, they come with a message saying, peace on earth and goodwill to men. Hallelujah. How many are thankful for the peace of God that rules your heart today? That you don't have to live in a state of unrest. You don't have to live in a state that when the angel came to Mary, he said to her, hail, thou who art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. How many of you know this morning that you are highly favored?
Amen.
You have the favor of the Lord today. And I don't want to re-preach everything I've preached over the last couple of weeks, but we've been sharing of the coming and the message. How many know there was a 400 plus year period where the heavens were silent, where the voice of the prophet was silent in the land? How many know that's way too long not to hear from God?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But God began to appear to a man named Zechariah and a woman named Elizabeth. How many know when God appeared to Zechariah, he was in the holy place offering incense unto God. I mean, the scripture says that he failed not to offer praise and incense into the temple. And when he did, when he began to lift up his voice in praise and prayer, how many know, despite your circumstances, how many know their house was barren? There was lacking in their house, but the scripture says that they were righteous before God. And even in the midst of all of that, they began to lift up their voices in prayer and praise. And the angel Gabriel stands beside Zechariah and said, Zechariah, your prayers have been heard. Your prayers have been answered. And your wife Elizabeth is going to conceive and bear a child. And he is going to prepare the way of the Messiah. How many know that's good news when God begins to speak?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And the scripture says that Zechariah comes out of the temple, comes out of the place of being with the angel, and he's speechless. And I just love it when God leaves me speechless sometimes.
Come on.
Hallelujah. When I don't know how to explain it, I don't know how to tell you what happened, I don't even know how to tell you what I encountered, all I know to tell you is the angel Gabriel just made an appearance in a holy place, and he said, my prayers have been answered, that God has not forsaken me, God has not forgotten about me, but the favor of the Lord is upon my house. Hallelujah. And not only is the favor of the Lord upon the house of Zechariah and Elizabeth, he comes to a young maiden named Mary. And he says, hail thou who art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Hallelujah. I mean, you know, we think about these stories and we think about these people who are in pictures with halos around their head, you know, and they're just sacred and honorable and all of those kind of things. But I want you to know this morning, they were people just like you and I. They were people with plans. They were people with hopes and dreams, and they had made some plans in their life. And all of a sudden, God steps into the middle of everything that's going on and changes some things a little bit. You ever had God step into the middle of your circumstances and change things up a little bit?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
But how many know God's about to do something incredible in the earth? And he says to Mary, and not only to Mary, he comes to Joseph. He said, this baby's name is going to be called Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins, and his name shall be called Emmanuel, God with us. I was thinking while I was on the piano that his name shall be called Jesus. And maybe Joseph didn't get the full impact of that when he heard it. But the scripture says, and at the name of Jesus. Every knee has to bow and every tongue confess that He is Lord. At the name of Jesus, there's power in the name of Jesus. Not just saying the name of Jesus, but declaring everything that He is and everything that He's done. There's power in that name. Hallelujah. I want to go to Luke chapter 2 this morning. And I just want to read the Christmas story, and I just want to share with you briefly a couple things. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles, open them up with me. Two things this morning. I can't read this scripture without thinking about my dad.
Amen.
Best Christmas story you ever hear read.
Amen.
With all his mispronunciations and all of his thoughts. You know, and I honor those who are not with us this year, Miss Nellie, Miss Donna, Pastor Jack. But they're singing with that heavenly host, peace on earth, goodwill to men. They're encompassed about, amphitheatered about. Amen?
Yep.
Because we know to be absent with the body is to be present with the Lord.
Yeah.
And the Spirit of God that lives in us is the same Spirit of God that they are engulfed in. Hallelujah. But as I was thinking about this scripture last night, the reason I can quote Luke 2, the birth, the nativity story, the reason I can quote that is because I had a 7th grade teacher who made me memorize Luke 2 when I was in junior high. And then I was fortunate enough to get her again 2 years in a row. And she made you memorize a poem every week. And stand up in front of the class and say it and quote it to the class. The reason I know this scripture is because my 7th and 8th grade teacher made me learn it. The reason I know for lo, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone, the time of the singing of the birds is come, and the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land, is because I had a teacher who made me stand up and say that. And you know, it's a big statement that goes around right now. What we need is a stable environment. What the world needs is a stable environment. If ever there's a time we need a stable environment, it is today.
Yeah.
Amen? A stable mindset, a stable economy, a stable marriages, stable families. And I'm not just talking about stable as in stability. I'm talking about the manger who is the stable. I'm talking about God being the center of everything that we knew. I mean, we need a stable environment today. And you know, in the light of everything we've seen, even just in the last little bit, I mean, there's some craziness out there. And while we're declaring peace on earth, goodwill to men, there's still some crazy stuff happening. Amen?
Yes.
But you know what's going to fix craziness? A stable environment.
Yes. Yep.
The acknowledgement of God in our lives and in our hearts. Hallelujah. You know, we can get frustrated and say, well, they took the Ten Commandments out of the Capitol buildings, out of government buildings, and they'd taken nativities out of the lawn, but we took it out of our homes before they ever took it out of government buildings and out of schools and things like that. How many know they cannot take God out of your home and out of your family unless you let them? Amen? How many know? I'm going to tell you something. After the shootings that happened on Friday, on Monday, most of you know, Widmyer Elementary and High School was on lockdown. They came across and said, this is not a drill. You are in lockdown. Please do not treat this as a drill. This is a real emergency. We have no idea what's going on. But me and all the kids, I can gather up pow in a closet with a locked door. And we're silent. Let me tell you what, there is prayer in Widmyer Elementary School because I'm down on my knees wrapping my arms around the babies. I'm protected and I'm speaking in the Holy Ghost. I don't know what's going on around me, but I do know the Holy Ghost. And see, they can't take it out of my heart. They might say I can't preach it in the schools or whatever, but they can't take it out of my home. They can't take it out of my heart. I already know the power of God was in that room with me. And as I sat there on that floor,
come on,
holding those babies with me, let me tell you what, there was prayer in my room happening. I know there's prayer in Tammy's room happening. I know Becky and him got prayer. I know there's prayer going on in there. See, we can stand around and blame everybody else for the state that we're in, but how many know we need some stable homes? We need some stable families. We need some stable marriages. We need some stable commitment. And if we put it in our hearts, let me tell tell you what, it's contagious. And if we get it in the hearts of the people in the White House, you won't need to hang it on the wall, because it'll be in the minds and the hearts of people. And when righteous men rule, how many know there's peace on earth? When righteous people have government, and when we begin to govern out of a heart of righteousness and out of a stable mentality, out of a manger mentality, all of a sudden it's not about hanging it on the wall. It's about what's written on the tablets of our heart. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, when God comes into our heart, comes into our home, things change. How many can say today, I'm a changed person because of the power of God in my life? I know the changing power of God. I know the delivering power of God in my life. And so if ever there's a time that we need stable mentality, stable environment, stable, it's now, it's in this day. Hallelujah. So I encourage you, even over this holiday season, you have the opportunity. If you feel like Christ has been taken out of Christmas, put Him back.
Yep.
Put Him back. Spend some time. You know, we talk about this being one time of year, and I told you earlier, you know, I just really been feeling like, first of all, can I just say that probably December 25th is not His birthday. It's the day we celebrate it. And it's great to take and pause for a moment and say, you know, we're just going to pause and celebrate the Savior's birth, but there's a good chance that He was born more about the time of October, so in the Feast of Tabernacles, where God tabernacled Himself with us, Emmanuel, God with us. But how many know, if Christ is a part of your daily life, every day is Christmas. I don't wait till Christmas to do my giving and my alms and to help the poor and to pray for people or visit the sick. How many know it's a daily part of who we are and what we do, a life that we live out of who God is in us. It's not about one day for me. It's just one more day. Now, it's great to spend time with family, and it's great to have get-togethers and fun and all of those things. But I'm going to tell you what, no little man in a fat red suit brought it to my house. The only reason that we got what we have is because the power of the saving power of Jesus Christ in my life. When I thought the other night about a young little girl who was just about to be married and engaged to a carpenter, I thought back a little bit about a little girl that I used to know that was engaged to a carpenter. And I thought about the first years that we had together, when we lived on fried bologna and deer meat and didn't hardly, you know, it was a rough winter. We didn't have insulation in the house. I laid my robe on the wood stove to warm it up and burn a hole right in it. Then I didn't even have a robe anymore. I mean, I think back to those days, and I think to where I am now, and I say, thank God that He saw something in a little girl and a carpenter back one day, where He began to move in my life and He began to speak in my life, and He raised up something out of nothing. I am who I am today only by the grace of God in my life. Yeah. Santa Claus never got in glory in my house for what we have, because I know and am believing who I am, persuaded that He's able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that day. I have what I have. We are who we are by the power of God in our lives. Amen. That to me is the power of this season. That's the power of God, that we know God with us.
Yes.
God in us, God for us, God moving in and amongst us. The power of God in our life. What a opportunity that we have to share the gospel. You know, we don't have to share monetary things. It's not what it's all about. Oh, they're fun, but it's not what it's all about. How many know sometimes just a visit from somebody, sometimes just some compassion, sometimes just look to, you know, the leftover fruitcake that you're done with, the neighbor down the road might be glad to get. How many know sometimes, how about if we took it to them first? Amen. Hallelujah. There's always a place to be busy. There's always a need to be met. There's always somebody that needs encouragement. Somebody that needs to hear the good news that there is a Savior.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Christ the Lord. Hallelujah. There is a Savior, Christ the Lord. I want to go to Luke chapter 2 today. And let's read there. Hallelujah.
Yep.
And if you would, just stand with me while we have the reading of the Scriptures. You can read along with me if you'd like to. And it came to pass. Aren't you glad for those words?
Yeah.
And it came to pass. Then in those days there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, under the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were going away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us go even now unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Thank you. You can be seated. And we know this was during taxing times. All the world should be taxed. It's been taxing times. Amen?
Amen.
Seems like we're taxed on every hand at times. Financially, physically, emotionally, spiritually. Wherever it feels like maybe it may be a taxing year for you. Hallelujah. But it came to pass. That's the good news. It came to pass. Hallelujah. And so they went down into Bethlehem because they were of the house and lineage of David. I mean, in this day, it's important to know who your family is in Christ. It's good. It's important to know what your lineage is. It's important to know that you're of the seed of Abraham, that you're heirs according to the promise, that you have a lineage, you have a heritage, you have an inheritance. Hallelujah. But what I want to get to is verse 6. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. What I come to tell you today is the days are accomplished for your deliverance.
Amen.
The days are accomplished for your deliverance. Hallelujah. New birth has taken place. Your days of laboring to bring forth the Christ is over. Hallelujah. The Christ is born. I mean, we have labored and labored to try to produce Christ in our life so many times. But how many know the days of our laboring is over because the days of His accomplishments have taken place? The days of our deliverance have been accomplished. Hallelujah. How many know when you are in that state, when you're about to give birth, there it's the most intense pain. It's the biggest amount of pressure. And everything seems like it's about the time you want to quit and go home. I mean, no, that's the time when the baby's about to be born.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I mean, no, even in your times of struggle, even in your times of laboring, even in your times of sorrow, I want you to know that there's a birthing that's taking place in the hearts and lives of people all over the country, that God is beginning to make Himself so real in us. Aren't you glad that it's not about your laboring anymore? Aren't you glad that it's not so much about what you can produce or what you can bring forth, but your days of deliverance have been accomplished. Hallelujah. And she brought forth her firstborn son. Hallelujah. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes. Well, there's a whole lot of history behind swaddling clothes, and I don't have time to get into all of it today. One of the things, the reason they wrapped him in swaddling clothes was to show his legitimacy and show what family he was. That was what the swaddling bands had, their embroideries of the family history on it, and it showed that this was not an illegitimate child, but he was the child of the Most High God. Hallelujah. A lion out of the tribe of Judah. But there was also, in the day, there was a tower called the Migdal Eder Tower. You can go home and look this up. And it was the tower where the shepherds, the watchmen, the shepherds would watch the fields and watch the flock. And they would protect the sheep against thieves and pestilence and wild animals and things like that. And in that place of the tower, whenever the shepherds would watch from the tower, they would watch the flock. But whenever a lamb or a sheep was about to bring forth or deliver a lamb, they would take that sheep into that tower called Migdal Eder. They would take him into that shepherd's tower, and there was a place inside that tower that was called the manger. And they would lay that lamb, that sheep, in that manger, and that lamb would give birth to a little baby lamb. And when they would give birth, the shepherds would take a swaddling cloth and wrap that lamb in it to protect it from thrashing around in the manger, because they were temple shepherds, and they were raised, the sheep that they had were temple sheep. They were raising them there in Bethlehem to be offered as sacrifice in the temple.
Yep.
And so, as you know, the lamb has to be without spot and without blemish, without any marks. And so they would wrap that lamb in swaddling clothes so it would not kick around and thrash and damage itself, so it could be used as a lamb without spot or without blemish. How many are glad that there was a lamb that was without spot or blemish that was offered up for you once and for all for the sacrifices of your sins, that we could have redemption through Jesus Christ our Lord? We partook of that lamb's body this morning. We took of his flesh. We partook of his body and his blood. Hallelujah. And so she wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. And suddenly there appeared to the shepherds on the hillside an angel that said, peace on earth. And he began to make the declaration. It said, and the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not. Are you fearful of things today? Are you facing fear in your life? The angel's declaration says, fear not. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. They said the reason that they didn't have to tell the shepherds where to go to find this baby or to give them specific directions, they said, you'll find him in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. To a shepherd, they knew exactly where to look, where the lamb was to be born. Hallelujah. Swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest and on earth. Peace, goodwill toward men. And then the shepherds said, let us now go at once and see this thing which has been done, which has been accomplished. Through all the hustle and bustle and everything else that happens in this season, let us go at once and see this thing which has been accomplished. If your view is on that of a manger, whatever else happens in your life, you'll be able to handle, because you've got your heart and your mind on God. I mean, no, God is if God is the center of everything that we do, He's got it in the palm of His hand. Yeah. Amen? He's got us in the palm of His hand. The lamb, perfect lamb of sacrifice that came in a manger, came not just to be a baby, not just to walk and do miracles and on the shores of Galilee, but He came to give His life.
Yes, He did.
He came to be sacrificed. Lynn already shared with you this morning, He was wounded for us. He took a bruising because we had a bruising coming. He took a wounding because we had a wounding coming. But by His stripes, we were healed. 2,000 years ago on a cross named Calvary, we were given life and more abundantly. Hallelujah. The Holy One of God, behind the veil of a womb, came to earth for us. God with us, Emmanuel. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad today that He's a part of who you are?
Yes.
Aren't you glad that he's a part of your celebration? That he's make him a part of your celebration. I don't know how you do it where you are, but make him a part of your celebration. But not just on Tuesday morning, not just Monday morning, not just once or twice. Everything that we do, if we do it out of a manger, a stable mentality, if we do everything that we do and in our daily lives, we so acknowledge Christ in our life, then every day is Christmas. Every day is a celebration of the Savior that came that we might have life. Amen. And have it more abundantly. Amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. It's a powerful time of year. It's a powerful season. I'm so thankful for everyone who has shared this morning, for your testimonies of what God has done in this year, for our worship, for partaking in the communion, all of the things that are a part of what God is doing in this day, in this hour. I'm excited for what God has in store for us here at Word of Deliverance in 2013. Amen? Are you looking forward to the goodness of God in the year to come? Amen? Hallelujah. I believe God's got some great things in store for us. I'm not looking, hallelujah, for trouble. I'm looking for the greatness, and I'm looking for peace on earth and goodwill to men. Amen. And I want to be a shepherd that has the declaration that said, let us now go see that thing which God has done. And they said, and then they went out of that place, and every place they went, they made it known abroad of everything they had heard and seen and received. Let's make it a point that when we leave this place today, that every place we go, we tell people, you're not going to believe what I just heard and what I've seen and what I've experienced, the power of God in my life. Hallelujah. And take it to the world. How many of you know there needs to be some shepherds to stand up and say, I got some good news for you. I got some declarations from the heaven. Peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Hallelujah. My prayer is, even in the next year, that the shepherds will begin to stand up and say, I got some good news from the throne. I got some good news. How many of you know the gospel is the good news. Hallelujah. Sure could use a little good news today. Amen. Hallelujah. The good news of the gospel of peace. Stand with me this morning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Just bow your heads for just a moment. I just want to give an opportunity before we leave here today. We've had celebration, we've had singing, we've had communion, we've had the Word. But I just want to give you opportunity, if there's one person in here today that you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and you say, I want to make my life different, I want to make this next year different, I want to make this Christmas different, I want that peace of God to rule in my heart. If you're here today and you'd like to come forward for us to pray with you, we would be glad to pray with you for the power of God. Hallelujah. The God with us, the Emmanuel God who lives and moves in us. Is there one amongst us? Is there one in the house today that would say, I need a Savior? Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you're ready for a change, if you're ready for the peace of God, if you're ready for the Prince of Peace, all you have to do is open your heart to receive Him. You don't have to come up here to do it. You can do it in your car. You can do it in your bed. You can do it wherever you are. Yes. Simply opening your heart and say, Lord, I receive You. I receive You. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Father, we thank You for this time of celebration. We thank You for every heart here. Lord, we ask that You go with us as we go our separate ways. Father, that You will give us traveling mercies to all the families who are traveling. Lord, that You will be the light that shines in the dark place in this holiday season. Lord, that we might reflect on You. Lord, that we might be reflections of Your light to others. That wherever we go, Lord, we might share the good news of what we have seen and heard and received of You this day, Lord, and in our lives. We give You praise and glory and honor in all things. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 God bless you and Merry Christmas.